Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 28th day of January, 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I do a weekday syndicated radio program on over 60 stations. I am a paleoconservative, not a modern fake neocon conservative. I was basically what you can call a classical libertarian. I believe in the Constitution and the Republic. I defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. I am not wedded to the Democratic or Republican parties, who are both bought and paid for by corporate interest, mainly foreign lobbyist-controlled interest. And I'm introducing myself, as I do every few weeks as we get more affiliates, because it's important for listeners to understand that I'm not some liberal and I'm not some modern-type conservative. I'm an individual who tries to cover the facts, cover the real news, and give you the best information I can about how to save this free market society, how we can save this supposedly free country that is losing so many of its liberties and freedoms and being usurped by foreign interest. This has been an amazing week. I have been so busy that I didn't get down to my other broadcast studio to get a list of 5 new affiliates that are picking up the show this week, but I will plug you next week, and I will thank you and put links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com, my 3 major websites, so that everybody can, who's listening to us on the Internet or shortwave or satellite in those areas, can tune in on those great affiliates. So one of the great Emma stations / Sinclair stations in Norfolk, a 50,000-watt mega blowtorch blasting into 4 states, is picking us up. A station in Jacksonville, Florida, right on the border with Georgia, that covers 4 cities, is now picking us up today. 2 stations in northern New York, 1, of course, there in Niagara, another in Rochester, are picking us up right now. A new station in Illinois, another station in Ohio. I'm sorry, that's 6 stations. And there's another 10 or so that are going to be picking us up next week. We started this new syndicated broadcast 3 months ago. And it's the first show syndicated by MS Communications, and I'm very, very excited about that, working with my syndicator, the GCN Radio Network. And so enough said. I want to thank all those affiliates, the sponsors. I want to thank Trey Kincaid in there running the show. And I want to thank Mark Caesar here at the Mothership, where we broadcast out of KLBJ, News Radio KLBJ 590, also of MS Communications. All right. We have a huge guest coming up in 20 minutes, and by huge, I interviewed legendary director and writer David Lynch earlier this week, and I would call that a huge guest. When I interview Charlton Heston or Charlie Sheen or, you know, folks in the Gibson family, those are huge guests. Or when I interview a senator, it's a huge guest. Or when I interview a head of state, it's a huge guest. But I think this is a bigger, more important guest, because this is just such a massive story that I just discovered this morning that I've been working on all day long, vetting and researching, and it was worse than I first thought. This will be breaking in the mainstream newspaper Human Events tomorrow, also WorldNet Daily, but you're going to hear it here first in all of its detail. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you live, whether it's in the Carolinas or in Virginia or Illinois or California, listening to the sound of my voice, or right here in Texas today or this evening, it affects you to have massive toll roads being put in on existing roads and new, fully paid-for state and federal highways all over the country. And that's happening right now. And what we're going to be talking about is Texas and Oklahoma, but this affects you especially in states like Illinois, Virginia, Florida, Washington State, Texas, these are New York, New Jersey. It's a lot of the states, but those are some of the big ones, because the same companies, Indiana, really bad, the same companies are doing this. In partnership, Centra Spanish owned, and another company huge conglomerate that is Australian-owned, are taking control of 8,000 miles of Texas roads, most of it already existing, and putting toll roads on these existing roads. Now, that was illegal until last year. George Bush, the same guy that wants blanket amnesty for all the illegal aliens, the fake conservative, the guy that wanted to sign the assault weapons ban, but it got defeated, thank God, the same phony conservative that so many conservatives mindlessly follow, signed an executive order saying no foreign interests can own U.S. existing roads. Just like he tried to give not 7, not 10, not 21, when it ended up it was 37 U.S. ports. Remember Dubai, the Arabs? Well, this dwarfs that because all countries operate off their roads and railways, but the U.S. is sprawling. It's designed on roads more than any other nation in the world under the great policies of Dwight D. Eisenhower, who built over 100 major federal highways, 83 of those going under federal control, federal website, SPP.gov, Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is the North American Union. You've seen Lou Dobbs talking about it, the New World Order, the takeover. They're going to use these roads, seizing existing roads, signing them over to foreign toll companies, because they agree to pay into the North American Union fund to build roads. We will pay for roads in Mexico and Canada. That's mainstream news. The reason this interview is so big is Shel Castillo, the founder of Texas Toll Party, the guy who's beaten so many of these toll roads in Texas, the guy that joined up with a city manager down in a suburb of Houston, David Stahl, former police officer as well, who's gotten the majority of Texas counties to sign on to sue the state and sue these private companies to block them, grabbing 10 miles of property on each side. Remember the Supreme Court ruling last year that private interest can take your land without just compensation? It ties into all of that. We're beating them. So guess what they've done? This Australian slash Spanish-owned consortium just bought, hold on to your hat, 800 newspapers in Texas and Oklahoma. And we've overlaid the map of the newspapers they're buying. They're all in these counties and these cities on every major toll road or planned toll road. And these are the papers that were critical, like the Waxahachie paper or papers here outside Austin. It's unbelievable. Yes, you heard me. They're buying up the newspapers because Texans and Oklahomans and others are defeating this. The Trans-NAFTA Highway goes right through Austin from southern Mexico on I-35 right up into Canada. This is all happening, putting toll roads in Phase 3. They're already past Phase 1. We're trying to shoot down Phase 2. This is massive. So to all the new affiliates in upstate New York and for the affiliates in Virginia and for affiliates in Illinois and for everybody tuning in today, and right here in Central Texas. Texas is the front line, and Sal Castillo will be joining us to go over this. Then later in the second hour, we'll also have phone calls throughout the transmission, 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ. Or locally in Central Texas, if you're listening to the mothership, News Radio 590-KLBJ, 836-0590. Fonda reprises a famous role at peace rally. An actress speaks out against the war in Iraq. This happened yesterday. I'm against the war, but I'm also against Jane Fonda. And we're going to break down why the extreme far left does more damage than good by being anti-war. Because conservatives see people like her that got up on top of Vietnamese, Chi-Com, communist Vietnamese, anti-aircraft guns while they were, some of them next to her were firing in our planes, is traitorous. And I'm not even attacking Jane Fonda here. The point is, she ought to have her head screwed on straight enough to know, and I'm against this war too. Even Oliver North now is against the troop surge. But I want to be clear about this. Jane Fonda needs to, and it's her, she can go speak out if she wants, but she needs to realize it'd be better if she just shut her traitorous mouth. I'll just leave it at that because I want this war to end. And what she's doing is only gonna energize the people that have been sucked in and conned by this war for a new world order. So we'll break that down. The last 30 minutes of the show coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes or so, we'll spend 30 minutes on that and take your call. So that's coming up later. Also, ridiculous news headlines. I mean, this is ridiculous. Internet to revolutionize TV in 5 years. Gates. YouTube has over 100 million individual viewers a week. That's already bigger than all three of the networks combined. It isn't going to revolutionize, Gates. It has. I have millions of viewers on my videos a week. Millions. I've had hundreds of millions in the last 2 years. I'm one small part of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back on this live 28th of January 2007 edition. Coming up at the bottom of the hour after the news, we're going to have Sal Costello, founder of the Texas Coal Party, fighting the international takeover of our roads to tax us internationally. This is part of the global tax. The globalists also want to tax on money transfers and bank accounts and international stock transactions. They want a tax at the wellhead on oil. They're moving ahead on all of it with their global court, their global banks, their global laws. It's all happening, and George Bush and the Democrats are all working together to make sure that it happens under the North American Union to be merged with the European Union, and they announced 2 months ago the formation of the Asian Union. It is all happening. In fact, let's start covering this now. Toll road giant buys newspapers to silence critics. Critics charge that the Marquardt purchase of American Consolidated Media is designed to silence critics of a Texas toll road project. Australian toll road giant Marquardt agreed Wednesday to purchase 40 local newspapers, and that's part of a total 800-plus purchase, primarily in Texas and Oklahoma, for $80 million. Marquardt Bank is Australia's largest capital-raising firm and has invested billions in purchasing roads in the U.S., Canada, and U.K., mostly in Texas and Oklahoma and Indiana in the latest leg. There's other international groups doing it, too, but they're almost all foreign. This is Australian, but they're in a partnership with the original company that sees most of the roads by lobbying politicians and financing them, and that's Centra of Spain, of Madrid, Spain. Most recently, the company joined with Centra of Spain in a controversial 75-year lease of 175-mile Indiana toll road. Shel Costello, the leading opponent of toll road projects as head of the Texas Toll Party, says the move is directly related to a 4,000-mile toll road project known as the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I think this newspaper got it wrong. This is also being reported in the Sydney Morning Herald and other publications. The governor, Perry, who's all for it, biggest contributor to these toll companies, next to that, Mexico-controlled companies, and his head lobbyist and head of his Mexico-U.S. relations is a Mexican citizen. But again, that's just so much background on all of this. It's actually 8,000 miles in Texas. It will cost between $145 and $183 billion to construct the road, which the state of Texas pays for, and then the toll company just manages. Expected to be up to 1,200 feet wide, requiring the acquisition of 9,000 square miles of land and areas through which it will pass. The newspapers are the main communication tool for some of the rural Texas communities, with many citizens at risk of losing their homes and farms through eminent domain. Costello wrote, many of the small papers purchased, most of a circulation of 5,000 or less, have been critical of the Trans-Texas Corridor. An article in the Bonham Journal, for example, states the Texas toll roads will be under control of foreign investors, which more than frustrates Texans. And I have a huge stack of news articles on this. We have links up on my websites, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, covering this subject. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. I've been in the studio 3 months. They've already got a brand new phone system in here, so I will try my best here. Let's talk to Adam in Lancaster, PA. And you're on the air, Adam. Thank you for calling. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yep. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to call and tell you that about the protest yesterday down in D.C. I was down there, and I handed out over 100 DVDs on 9/11 Truth and over 100 flyers myself. And I felt that the 9/11 Truth had a very big show there. And
I heard that, and I heard Jesse Jackson wouldn't talk about it, so a bunch of 9/11 Truthers got video running up and telling him, how dare you cover up the fact that 9/11 is an inside job.
Exactly. Actually, I was right there, Alex. A lot of 9/11 Truth people were coming backstage.
Yeah, these are controlled left. They're to neutralize the left in this country and make sure the New World Order takes place.
You're right, and people weren't listening to them. People weren't, in my opinion, people really weren't listening to a lot of the speakers. They were fed up. They didn't want to hear these actors, and people were going to the backstage area to, you know, confront people directly, like Jesse.
And you got Susan Sarandon, and you got Jane Fonda, and they're not stupid. They know that this energizes the fake right in this country to keep. See, the fake right has to have a fake left to make the right look good. It's a good cop, bad cop. And I'm anti-war. I'm against this war. 70% of the troops in polls are against it. 78% of Americans in polls are against it. So they have a bunch of clowns out there who basically drop the ball by design, and the media gives it a bunch of coverage, and it makes it look like you're a pinko commie, basically, if you're against this war. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you were there, and I'm glad that you called. Let's talk to Emily in Ohio. You're blasting out worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to tell you about the group at school. It's going pretty good, but I have one problem. One of my teachers dropped out on it and said that she couldn't do it.
Okay, let me stop you. You called my syndicated show, what, last Monday? I do a Monday through Friday show. And you're 15 years old in Ohio.
Yeah.
And you set up a 9/11 truth group exposing the fact that 9/11 is a cover-up, as 84% of Americans.
Yep.
And an Angus and Reid poll reported in December of last year. Also an ABC News poll and a Wall Street Journal poll found in the high 80s or low 80s, depending on which poll as well. And to have a student group, you have to be certified. The teachers have a vote, which shows what a police state we're in. So now one of the teachers is refusing to certify your group?
Yes, they have to find out. She went and found out all the information about what the group was going to be like, and then she went and dropped out of it.
Okay, it's fine. You tell everybody it's a banned group at school. You have it off school with chaperones. It'll be 10 times bigger.
Yeah. I plan on doing it no matter what. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
So she went and saw it and said, no, I'm not going to be part of this?
Huh?
Well, again, at your school, you said the teachers have to vote and certify it. And
at my school, they have to vote on it.
And if just one teacher doesn't go along with it, you can?
Well, if one teacher doesn't go along, like if I get like 90-some votes, then I can do it. Like if I, it's like a 60-30 thing, you know?
I need you to write this up in an email with your parents' permission. I need to receive an email from your parents with their names and your phone number so I can talk to them and then write a story about this. I really... cannot sit here and tell you to do things at school or what you should do until I've talked to your parents. I know you said last week your parents are all for this, but I need to be able to write a story about this. So have your parents contact me, and I appreciate your call. All right, young people taking action here in the U.S. to defend our republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Let's talk to David in New Jersey. He's talking about MySpace and school. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
What?
Okay, your name is David from New Jersey. I just went to you. Go ahead.
All of a sudden, I heard like...
Yeah, that's what it does. That's to let you know on talk radio you're on air.
Okay. What's up, Alex? You're doing a great job, and you're just fighting the New World Order. You're... I don't know what you're doing, but you're pwning it, you know? So, everybody, go on to Alex Jones's MySpace. I put a huge list of all your movies and all everybody else's movies and a lot of truth movies. 164 of them. And
you're the guy that puts all the red text up there. Good job.
Thank you. And I'm being a good little activist, and I talked my teacher at school into letting me bring in some Constitution class movies.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I go to...
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, sir. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
We're going to come back to you after the break. I want to hear this, and we'll go to Sal Costello. I love it. I mean, just young people are the key to this show. But you look at our ratings demographics, it's 80-year-olds, it's black people, it's Hispanic. But the most strongest group is the young people. We're talking 12 years old to 25 or so. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Defending the Republic.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. 6091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, onto foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Sunday edition, I do, right here out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, syndicated across the country. A lot of stations turning us on, and next week I'll thank a lot of those new stations that have joined us. Sal Costello is going to be on with us in just a moment, the founder and the head of the Texas Toll Party. The big fights here in Texas, but this is a national issue. A foreign company's coming in lobbying, taking over major existing roads and the new roads, and then using that to tax for the North American Union. Huge development with one of the biggest consortiums, Spanish/Australian-owned, but it's mainly the Australian arm doing this, buying up a whole bunch of Texas and Oklahoma newspapers that have been vocal against it. This is huge because we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars over the years with these toll roads just in the first few phases, and this is what big business does, and they have words for it, and we're going to be going over what this really means. But I wanted to briefly give him a chance to finish up, and that was David in New Jersey. Can we bring David back up here? David, you're a young person. You said 16 in high school, and you were trying to bring constitutions to school in class. What happened?
Supposed to be I didn't do that yet. That was supposed to be tomorrow.
Okay, I was confused. So you said you were going to bring these to school. What are you bringing up? What happened? Tell me your story, sir.
I'm preparing to do that.
Okay, go ahead.
DVDs tonight. I'm going to bring them in tomorrow, and the teacher's going to review them. She's not brainwashed or anything, you know.
But she has to review? I mean, why hand them out in class? Why not just do it at the lunchroom? Why not do it after school?
Well, I can do that.
Yeah, because, you know, these schools say they can decide what you do and what political speech you have. There was a big case, you probably heard about it a few months ago, at Steiner Elementary, it happened to be a family that I knew, a 10-year-old, he just turned 11, who during computer lab just visited InfoWars.com, so he got called a terrorist.
I heard about that.
Well, for those that don't know, let me tell them. They called him a terrorist in the front of the class, and then they gave him in-school suspension and said that that was an illegal, you know, evil website. And now after all the heat they got, they're criticizing him and, you know, getting in his face. And, I mean, this is not the U.S. This is not free speech. This is not how the schools are indoctrination centers now.
Well, not my school, but I will be extra careful. I will be. Thirdly, this is David telling you peeps that we need to work together. We can go into the schools. We can spread the truth, but you can't. Now, you guys need to vote for Ron Paul, right? Ron Paul?
Running for president, yeah.
Yep. And we can't do that. We're, you know, 16 below, and we need your help. We need to work together. You need to stop them from giving us mandatory vaccinations every year. It's horrible. I hate that stuff.
Well, they're not really mandatory. They claim to be in school. You've got to have them, but there's no law. But they have a waiver in their desk they don't tell you about. Then they kick you out, and then they try to put charges on your parents for truancy because they kicked you out. It's all a fraud. Let's go ahead and go to Sal Costello. This is a huge story. You know, most weeks I don't get up here and say, this is huge, this is incredible. Understand, it is in the Australian papers, it is in a couple U.S. papers just calmly announcing, hey, this big Australian company is buying a bunch of U.S. newspapers, mainly in Texas and Oklahoma, all these little small papers. You look at the map of Texas and Oklahoma, it's where all the major toll roads are, okay? And this is just absolutely amazing. The purchase allows one of the largest toll road operations in the world to control some of its industries. Most outspoken critics in Texas, dozens and dozens and dozens of rural independent Texas newspapers. And this is incredible. By the way, the Statesman will post, and of course it's not being bought, but it's already part of this whole system. The Statesman will publish pro-toll road stories, but it won't publish, or that is letters to the editor here in Austin, but it will not publish the ones that are anti-toll road. Oh, they'll publish what the former Austin Mayor, State Senator Kirk Watson, and all his shenanigans says. Again, that's because you have 97% in the Houston Chronicle poll against seizing existing roads and having international bodies take them over. They're not even really paying for them. They're paying a paltry sum. Here's an analogy. The AP reported 3 days ago, or an example, a parallel. 3 days ago, the AP reported that the Michigan Lottery makes $700 million a year, made $700 million in 2006, and it made $600-something million the year before. They are handing that over to a foreign company owned by a European nation, inside a European nation. They are handing that over for $1 billion. Now, is that what you normally pay? No. No. You don't normally. You pay many times that. So for $1 billion, they get it, and of course, then the schools will get nothing. And I mean, this is how it works. We're being looted. We're being taken over. It was like that lease almost for nothing to give them 30-something ports. It wasn't 7. It wasn't 20. It was 30-something ports to Dubai. This is globalization. Let's go to Sal Costello. Sal, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir. I really appreciate you. For those that don't know who you are, tell our listeners.
Well, I'm actually the founder of a couple websites. I started AustinTollParty.com and TexasTollParty.com, People for Efficient Transportation. And we're sort of on the front line here in Central Texas where they're seeking to toll roads we've already paid for the first time in our country. And then, of course, we also are fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is part of the NAFTA superhighway, as we're finding out.
And will be used to fund building roads in Mexico. That's on the SPP.gov, the U.S. government's own website. Here in Austin, in the first three phases, phase one now in, you won't be able to go anywhere on a major road. We're talking 14-plus of these if they get their way. They're claiming that phase two has been shelved for now, but Kirk Watson on the Campo board that controls this, this unelected group, is saying they're just going to vote on it in executive session, but I want to get into that later. But again, this is a national issue.
Yes.
This is happening all over the place. Explain how you got involved. Explain how it's a national issue for people listening in Virginia and Illinois and California and all over the nation. Explain that, and then let's break down just in a nutshell, because to me, this is unbelievable. You've got this company coming in, buying up the newspapers that have been most critical to it. I mean, how obvious is that?
Oh, yeah. This issue, even though it's about toll roads, it's not about toll roads in a way. It's really about it's a foreign corporation coming in, And it's about editorial independence. It's buying these newspapers, dozens of them, and they've had hundreds of stories in the, over the past couple years slamming the Trans-Texas Corridor and these foreign companies coming in that will basically affect, huge numbers of Texans will have to be moved out of their homes, off their farms, off their ranches, so that this foreign corporation come in and profit. And basically, they've been very vocal in educating their communities all over Texas.
And tell folks about Corridor Watch with David Stahl. They have the majority of the counties now signed on to fight it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are learning more and more about this as the months pass. And so you have these newspapers that are saying, hey, there's something wrong here. This thing stinks. And what they're saying is these foreign corporations coming in for profit. And the Trans-Texas Corridor, over the next couple decades, we're talking about close to $200 billion estimate of contracts.
And isn't this a desperation move by foreign companies?
Well, sure. I mean, these newspapers are being very vocal, and this one corporation comes in and buys them up, buys the whole news group, which is dozens of them, and basically it's going to – this kills – editorial independence.
You know, China has $1 trillion in U.S. currency. Would it be okay if China came in and just bought all the media up?
Well, apparently.
I mean, this is Australia. This is Spain. I mean, I'm sick of this. I don't want the Arabs. I don't want the Spanish. I don't want the Aussies coming here and buying up our infrastructure. We fight them on that, so then they come in and start buying up our media, which the Arabs have been doing forever.
Well, you know, it is about the foreign interests coming in and buying up our media.
And they come in and lobby our politicians to have it handed over to them. I had Nobel Prize winner on 2 months ago, Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank, former chief economist, saying this is part of the end game when we go into receivership.
Yes.
This is a military operation.
Well, you know, even if it – but set aside the fact that they're foreign, okay, that makes it worse. But let's say they weren't – let's say that these newspapers – we're trashing, let's say, for example, Kodak, okay, for some horrible thing they're doing.
And then Kodak came and bought it, exactly.
And Kodak comes in and buys up all the papers. It's still wrong.
It's called racketeering, and we can prove it.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll be right back. We need grand juries calling these executives in right now. We'll be right back with Sal Costello. I'm Alex Jones.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Hip, 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 a new world order. Later in the next hour, I'm going to read a bunch of famous New World Order quotes I was unable to finish when I was on with George Norrie Friday, co-hosting with him the last 2 hours here in Austin. He was here for Talk Fest that they have every year. Neil Bortz, Clark Howard, and others were here. And I did just want to say that it's a great honor over the years to be able to co-host some of the shows locally here when he comes to town and to be a guest on George's show, over 500-plus affiliates and XM Radio. And it was even more fun to be live at Talk Fest for an hour with George and your own morning host and program director here, Mark Caesar. What a professional job. I mean, big stations always do a good job, but a perfect job at Talk Fest. So great to see thousands of you out there, and it was wonderful. I want to see you come out tonight. I'm going to be at Book People, the biggest independent, well, it's the biggest period, but it is independent, bookstore in Texas at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street. I'll be there from 8 to 10 p.m. signing copies of my new film, Terror Storm. If you already have it, you can bring it, and I'll sign it. I'm going to give an hour-long speech from 8 to 9 and then sign autographs and talk to everybody and take questions from 9 to 10 tonight at Book People in downtown Austin. Take the family, go eat dinner there at Whole Foods, the biggest independent grocery store in the country, the mothership, the national headquarters of Whole Foods, now in the U.S. and Canada. And a great place to eat, a bunch of restaurants there, and you can come on over 8 to 10 p.m. Right there central at the Book People, a great bookstore and video store as well. Let's go back to Sal Costello, and I got some callers from here in Austin that want to talk about the toll road, like Alex in Austin. But Sal Costello, continuing, please continue with your analogy or your parallel with if Kodak was being criticized by a bunch of newspapers and then Kodak went and bought them. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it shows to, you know, how dirty these special interests they play. And the folks that really pay for this in the long run, it's us. Because what they're doing is they're after our land, they're after our roads, and they're after our water. They have these special interest groups, they have these corporations and then special interest groups, and the corporations give money to the elected representatives that are supposed to represent us, and then therefore they kind of ditch us because we don't have loads of money to give them for their next election to become mayor or governor or president, because they all think they can become president for some weird reason. And you have this this circle of corruption. And
that's the thing. There's always been boss hog cronyism and good old boy networks, but now
I mean, look at some of these headlines here. I have the Houston Chronicle, came out January 6th. Road killer, state's game, highway extortion. Harris County is getting held up on toll road funding. Here is another story out of the Statesman with the headline, extortion. I mean, when you've got foreign companies openly coming in and buying off both parties,
yes,
when 97%, and there's several other polls that show 99%, don't want these international toll roads and existing roads, and they just do it, and then they got the nerve when the people start fighting them and beating them. Thousands showing up at all these big meetings,
yes,
hundreds at all the small meetings, lawsuits flying, people inside the Texas Department of Transportation going public and releasing documents that the state roads are all paid for. They have extra money, a surplus, but they claim, oh, we need money. These foreigners got to come basically be given it. Just like, again, giving somebody a lottery that makes $700 million a year in Michigan, a foreign company, for $1 billion. I mean, would you sell a company that made $700 million profit a year for $1 billion? No, that's insane. It'd be $50 billion, you know, if it made $1 billion a year. This is what we're talking about here, and this is just off the charts. Please continue.
Yeah, and the only reason some of the, you know, the major press, that they're finally doing stories about the extortion and the corruption, is because they're being forced to. We, you know, a few years ago, we started our organization, and we started winning many of these battles because we're, you know, we're just doing the right thing.
That's what it's about. It's about winning and defeating the New World Order. This is the funding mechanism for globalization and the North American Union to destroy the U.S., and we're going to defeat it.
And because we've been winning all these battles for the past 3 years, the major media is now forced to report on some of these things, and they still put a little bit of their spin on it, but at least they're forced to talk about this. And here's the beautiful part. You know, a lot of these politicians, you know, are no good, but there are a very handful of few. And some of these, we have senators now and state representatives that are being very vocal and basically saying TxDOT is extorting the public. They're basically, you know, they're using our citizens, they're harvesting our citizens.
They're raping the citizens.
They're taking our land. So they're finally some good guys popping up, seeing that it's going to be good politically for
them.
That's
right. There's a whole land grab component. Tell folks about that.
We're talking about over a half million acres of Texas land will be taken, eminent domain style, from farmers, ranchers, homeowners, so that this foreign corporation, Cintra, who has a partnership, by the way, with Macquarie, the company that just bought all these newspapers, Cintra Macquarie, the government will take eminent domain, take this land, over half a million acres.
And again, that couples with the New London Kelo decision, where they said if private interests want to lobby cities, counties, states, and the feds, they're allowed. This legalized bribery. Remember the Supreme Court ruling over a year ago, folks? And it's happening in Freeport, Texas. It's happening everywhere. Private interests can come lobby to take your land. And the big secret is you don't even get just compensation. In New London, $350,000 tax-appraised houses are being given $60,000 for condemned lot value.
That's right. And what they have in the law now in Texas, so that you don't get what you deserve, is they have this quick take, and they rush the process within 3 months.
You've got to take what they say. Now, let's be clear.
Right.
They're buying up the newspaper, so we can't block them. Can't even write editorials or letters to the editor. All on the key routes where the toll roads are going to go in, on existing roads and new roads. They are lobbying and paying off the politicians openly and publicly, and have the Supreme Court basically legalize it. And they're going to tax it and use it, the SPP.gov, government website, to fund international toll road construction of the NAFTA highway.
Yes, and don't forget, the editors and writers of these dozens of papers were writing articles exposing the absurdness of this Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway.
There have been hundreds of meetings where government officials are getting up saying there's going to be a shooting war.
Oh, yes.
The newspapers are talking the truth. They're panicking.
That's right. So now these editors and writers of these dozens of newspapers, they're going to be paid by the same folks that...
First thing they'll do is put new editors in.
Or the old editors will buckle under because they want to keep their jobs.
Now, let's be clear. They spend $80 million to buy up these Texas and Oklahoma papers and others around the country with key toll road areas, all right on the toll roads, all right in the hot spots. They do this in this huge buyout, and they think that they're going to be able to get away with this. I mean, this is just this ought to just have everybody pulling their hair out.
Absolutely. I've actually sent this story to all hundreds of newspapers via email this weekend so that they can, you know, get a grasp of what's happening. Maybe somebody will write about it. But I'm so happy that you called me today and, you know, said you wanted to talk about this because it's a very important issue.
It is. And give folks the website. We're going to take one call before we end this hour and come back and continue to talk with you, Sal.
Yes, our website is texastollparty.com, and you can look for news or a blog, and that's a link to my blog where I have a number of different stories.
And I forget the web address because I've interviewed many times for David Stahl, one of the city managers down in Houston, who's fighting this former police officer, great American conservative patriot. What is the Corridor Watch website, corridorwatch.org?
It is corridorwatch.org, correct.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to Alex, listening in Austin. He wants to talk about him buying out the newspapers, and now this ties into other issues. Alex, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. This is Alex in Austin.
Hello.
Hi. The reason I was calling is when I heard about this, it actually tied into something that occurred to me last night, which is there's another Patriot radio network. I'm not going to mention the name, but just like Radio Free Austin, some of these micro FM stations carry your broadcast during the morning. There are some that carry broadcasts from another network similar to GCN in the evening.
Sir, we lost you there. I appreciate your phone call. I lost some of what he said there. Sal, getting back to the highways, again, people all over the country, this isn't just Texas. I want people to understand that, but we're the frontline battlefield. Why is that? How does it tie into the NAFTA highway?
Well, Texas, the grand plan is to have this network, and literally it's a grid over Texas. And it begins here because all the goods are going to come from Mexico and other countries that bring in their cheap goods into ports into Mexico and then come up through Texas into the rest of the country. So that's why we're sort of on the front line. And because they need to absorb as much money as possible from us, that is why here in Central Texas in Austin, they're looking to toll our freeways. And that's the first, we're not against regular toll roads where they're traditional, the finance, but when they start tolling roads already paid for, you cross the line.
But that was illegal until last year, but Bush signed an executive order, but the courts are saying, hey, your executive order doesn't override federal law.
Well, here in Texas, it was illegal to toll publicly financed roads until the special interest changed the laws in 2003.
So they're changing the federal and the state laws.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how this is organized, all before they make their move. Hundreds of billions every few years on this. We'll be right back with Sal Costello, second hour.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.